How y'all doing? We're going to talk about it. Do you know what you signed up for? Do you know what you signed up for? But first, we're going to cover these little announcements. Welcome to Herbis Kareem Speaks Podcast. Okay? You can find me on YouTube, foresightsoflife.com, if you type it in YouTube. Now, please catch March 13th, this coming Saturday, 2021. I'll be covering basic crypto nuggets. How to turn a couple hundred dollars into a couple thousand dollars. How to turn a couple hundred dollars into 20,000. How to turn a couple hundred thousand into 30, 40, 50,000. How to turn a couple thousand dollars into $500,000. A couple hundred thousand dollars. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. There's factual people doing it right now, even myself. So make sure you catch that. Only for $1 times 14. $14, you can get this information because I want to make sure you can have money to invest. I'm not trying to take your money here. This is a gift to me to you. Now, we have an actual frontline doctor, the one I covered before, okay? She's a scientist, she's an attorney, and she's also a physician. She's going to share how disrespectful they've been and what they're targeting, which is African-Americans, so-called blacks. Okay, this pandemic, they're using you as a straight up lab rat and you don't know it. So we're going to go into details and talk about it. I want you guys to really focus on this. Yeah. Get your popcorn. Get your popcorn. Okay, y'all, let's talk about this. Now, did you know that what you're signing yourself up for? I covered this in my YouTube earlier, you know, this week or today, those of you that are catching it, because I wanted to make sure you hear the actual uncensored version. During this pandemic, during this actual everything that took place since 2020, beginning of 2020, and everybody's saying 2020 was so terrible. Wait till you get a load of 2021 and 2022. So you feel that you're kind of out of the woods, but you don't know the agenda. You don't understand the attack. And you just moseying yourself down there, volunteering to take this and to take that. I don't mind taking a vaccine. This is what you guys want to do just to get back to normalcy, okay? But you don't understand that you are signing up. See, they didn't do no medical trial. So you're signing up, volunteering yourself for the medical trial. Now, I know some of you got to do it. In your mind, you have to do it. You don't want to switch up from your normalcy. You don't want to quit your job. You don't want to walk away from your job. You don't want to take your kids out of school. Your life and your kids' life is not as important, okay? You're like, what am I going to do? I still got to pay my bills. Oh, you better figure out something. If I was in your shoes, I would figure out something. I'd be living with moms. I would be living with friends. I would be living with uncles, cousins. I'd be banding up with individuals, adults that know how to win out here. We would be starting some type of business while living together. And then the women or the men will be actually taking care of the kids, educating them while we actually get that money. But I would not be putting my children, I would not be putting my family at risk for no vaccine shot. That would not be going down. But that's your decision, okay? Some people just don't want to pivot and make that change. Some people are afraid to jump off the cliff, afraid that the actual parachute won't open, all right? I'm not here, or there, or there. I just want to make, that's neither here or there, but I want to, but it is here and over there. But I want to make sure I give you at least a different perspective from Herbis Kareem, a different perspective from a natural healer. See, I understand the body. I've been studying the body for over 10 years. I've been involved with taking courses from doctors, okay, as a herbologist. Taking courses from non-doctors as a herbologist, okay? Nutritionists from doctors that converted over the doctors to natural healers, okay? I have a long resume right now, currently in a doctor's program. So I have my history and my past to give credence or have weight from what I've learned to share with others so I can teach to others. This is what doctors like to do. This is what herbologists like to do. Of course, they want to make some money here and there, but for the most part, they doing it because they want to wake people up to the fact that you killing yourself by just eating this and doing this. But we going to cover this young lady right here because I said I was going to get right into it. I want to make sure that you guys hear the lady from Frontline Doctors. They spearheaded the company. You know, she has other doctors with her. I did a video on her on YouTube. I covered it. You can still go watch it. They didn't take that one down before they started censoring me. That one made it through the cracks, okay, of the AI. But you can, her link is below. They did take the first video down that I had her playing, her giving the breakdown of what this vaccine has in it. They took that down immediately. But now, I put it back up with her link to her website. So go cover that on Four Sides of Life on my YouTube channel. You can go watch it. Okay, the Frontline Doctors. I got to be careful what I say. I can't even say the word doctors. I can't say nurses. I can't say pandemic. I can't say the word medication. You know, they got so many things on that I can't say. I can't say pandemic. I think I already said that. You can't really say nothing on there. Heavily censored. They're really shadow watching. So they'll suppress your channel over there. Anyways, let you hear this. Let's get right into it. Let me pull this up so you can see for and hear for yourself. And we're going to listen to this together. Okay. Let's go.
You know, the more you dig into this stuff, the more upsetting it gets. So I gave this talk only once before, about 2 weeks ago, and I approached the Black community. I'd like to just talk straight and openly. I was well aware as a physician that African Americans and other Black and brown minority persons had a natural antipathy towards vaccines. And I wanted to give them the science behind it, so I ended up digging deeply into that issue. So let me share some things that I knew, some of these things, but I did not know most of these things prior to this year. Many of you in the room, I'm sure, have heard of the Tuskegee experiments. We all know that, okay? But there's a lot more than that. I was curious as to why the antipathy was so strong. So let me give you some examples of where vaccines have gone wrong for Black and brown people. So with the rubella vaccine, race and ethnicity were shown to affect the antibody responses like at a higher level than compared to Europeans. With the measles virus, I think many people in this room, they also had that same experience. With pertussis, was also the same. With the Inuit, they also had the same problem with the measles. Haemophilus influenza also had the same difference in their response. And the hepatitis vaccine also had the similar different response amongst races. Specifically, white boys were 64% less likely to have autism diagnosis relative to non-white boys when they gave the hepatitis vaccine to babies. Now, literally as a physician, I did not know this, right? Here we have examples, well documented in the scientific literature, of six different vaccines that were affecting people differently based on their races. Now, why is this important? Because when you read the language that the government is putting out about how to prioritize the vaccine, the experimental biological agent, they are making an overt and covert attempt to push this heavily on Blacks and Browns. I'm going to give you some specific language because it is just shocking. Just bear with me one moment. All right. Okay. The CDC is telling the public at large that getting an experimental vaccine is a good thing. But it is additionally telling Black people that getting the vaccine is racial justice and it's an advantage. Now, this is from the centerforhealthsecurity.org interim framework for COVID-19 vaccine allocation and distribution in the US. This is the government's words, is that getting the vaccine early is social justice, racial justice. And I just have to say, as a scientist, I found it bizarre that we're talking about racial justice. Either something works scientifically or it doesn't. There might be racial differences in terms of dosages. We've seen that now in the prior six. But how is it racial justice to sign up first for an experimental biological agent that we don't know? You know, in the exact same document, they say the ultimate safety of an approved vaccine is not knowable until it has been administered to millions of people. It is possible that certain adverse effects may occur more frequently in certain population subgroups, which may not be apparent until millions are vaccinated. Pharmacovigilance track and trace systems will provide critical information that will inform adjustments to the allocation. That literally is in the same document as let's give it to black folks first. You can't even make this stuff up. They also said that, it was our words, the most disenfranchised members of society are to be vaccinated first. Their words, quote, racial and ethnic minorities, tribal, incarcerated, rural, disabilities, underinsured, people who work in school settings and nurses, and we must prioritize blacks and Latinos to reflect fairness and justice. Now, I just find this so incredibly offensive. We know exactly who falls from COVID-19. It's nursing home patients, it's people with 2.6 comorbidities per person is average. People over 75 or living in nursing homes, this is who should get the vaccine first if you believe the vaccine is safe and effective. That's it. And I feel very offended on this because, you know, the people who they're going to target first, honestly, are my friends, which are all the black nurses that I work with in the ERs, because I've spent my whole career in the inner city. And so they're all being told, you got to line up, you got to take this. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you're about 45 years old, 50 years old, you know, you're in good health, you're working every day. Why should you be prioritized? There's no actual increased risk to the healthcare worker. The risk, we know who it is. It's the 80-year-old woman who's living in a nursing home, or man who's living in a nursing home, who's got bad heart, bad lungs, you know, diabetes, especially obesity is a big deal. Those people are at high risk, okay? It's not your 45-year-old nurse. It's not your 35-year-old cop, okay? And any other discussion I find very disingenuous. Now, in case you didn't, you know, believe that, you went further into these documents and you find the language that, like, they talk about targeting the black community by understanding their quote-unquote vaccine hesitancy based on these prior issues with prior vaccines in Tuskegee. But they have, like, actual policies. They say this is from HHS.gov, Strategy for Distributing COVID-19 Vaccine. They say we have to focus on targeting key populations and communities to ensure maximum vaccine acceptance. And they talk about, and they quote the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, about how to manipulate the media and silence opposition to it. And then they put very, you know, famous, handsome, you know, celebrities saying that they're going to take the vaccine, Obama being one of them. And it's very clear, it's just very, very clear what's going on. So I say to you as a scientist, do you want to be first? If you want to be first to volunteer yourself for track and trace system, enrolling yourself into a medical trial, I don't think I explained that clearly. Let me back up for one second. If you take the vaccine, you're being enrolled in a pharmacovigilance tracking system. It means you've enrolled yourself in a medical trial, which is fine if you want to be a good-hearted individual, very altruistic, and you want to enroll yourself into a medical trial. Fantastic. I can tell you as a physician, very, very few people do that. Okay? But if you want to do that, that's fine. But most people are not aware that that's what they're doing. This pharmacovigilance tracking system tracks you for 2 years. It's set up by the Department of Defense. It was handed off to Oracle and Google to put the data together. How is it that people want to sign up for this system on an experimental, and how is giving it to black people fair racial justice? I don't know. Maybe someone smarter than me can figure that out. Once I started reading these documents about what I thought was just pure racism in these documents, it kind of made it clearer to me why we were hearing so much about racial issues with COVID-19. In my experience as an ER doctor, I didn't see any real racial issues at all. We saw white people, Latino people, black people, people got it. Basically, if you were old and frail and you got it, you know, you were sick. But I never really saw racial difference, and that's not true. There are other things, obviously, that have racial differences. So I remember thinking, this is weird. You know, AOC would get forward and say, oh, well, you know, it's really bad against black people. This is terrible, and it's discrimination and all that. Here's what I want to say to that. It's true that there are many areas where black people were disproportionately affected by COVID-19. So an example I like to use was in New Orleans, Louisiana, where blacks made up 31% of the population, but they made up 70% of the people admitted to the hospital with COVID-19. So on the left, they were saying this was because of racism. But when you look at the data, there does not yet appear, and I think never will appear, to be an independent risk factor, right? We know what makes people really sick. It's diabetes and obesity primarily, and then, you know, other serious medical problems. Now, also living in a very crowded area, working in a very crowded area. The reason I don't think this is ever going to be shown to be a race problem, is things that you just know by common sense. One is, it's been all over the world, all races. Okay, we can just start with that. Second is, in areas of the world where people have those high individual risk factors like diabetes or obesity and other illnesses, and the group risk factors such as living and working in tight quarters, it's not black people that get it at a worse rate, it's those people in those situations. So in Louisiana, it was black people, but in the UK, it was Middle Eastern and East Asian. In other words, the people living in those crowded, dense areas that had diabetes, those are the people. It didn't matter what the race was. It just mattered if you had those individual or group risk factors. And of course, the irony of saying that this is really a racial problem is looking at the continent of Africa. For those of you who don't know it, the one continent that's been spared is Africa, except South Africa. But the rest of Africa is, you know, the death rates, you know, in Africa are extraordinarily low. For those of you who don't know this or haven't followed me yet on Twitter at America's Frontline Doctors, there's a lot of videos. One of my favorite is a talk we gave on sub-Saharan Africa, because people just don't know this. So in America, the death rates are in the like 800 range per million. In India, the death rates are around, if I might be slightly off on the numbers, around 70 per million, right? So it's 10% because they have a very liberal hydroxychloroquine policy. In Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, the poorest places in the world, no social distancing, no masks, no ICUs, they have a death rate of 1% of the Western nations. 1%! 1%! Right? Now, I believe it's due to widely available hydroxychloroquine. I don't think you can explain it for any other reason. But even if there's another reason, you certainly can't say that this affects black people worse.
So did you hear that? Did you get it? I'm hoping that you understand where she's coming from, okay? Sorry about that. But let's just go over a few things that she talked about, okay? Before we go into this race thing, because it's not a race thing. That's what she's trying to convince you and help you understand. So you have enrolled yourself in a medical trial, okay? That's what you did. Enrolled yourself in a medical trial. Unknowingly. So they can track you. The Department of Defense can track you. The Oracle of Google can track the data on you in the future. 2 to 3 years. They tracking you just for 2 years. They want to see how it does for you in 2 years. I've been telling y'all 3 to 4 years what's going to happen with your respiratory system, what's going to happen with your, you know, with autoimmune diseases and nerve damage. But look, they just talk about 2 years. They want to see how it does with people for the next 2 years. So if it's not all about race, like she was trying to convince you, if it's not about race, why in your paperwork, in your documents, you're targeting minorities, black, brown, Hispanics, everybody that's not white? This is a white physician. So it's not about race, and Kareem is not racist, and she ain't racist. But she's telling you that they're targeting anybody that's not
white. She wanted to be straight, on point with you. She wanted to be just talk comfortable, freely. She wanted to just put it out there. They're trying to depopulate, make you sicker than everybody else, if not take you out. Isn't that disheartening? So she was trying to give you straight facts on how, when people are in groups, now she mentioned Louisiana, she mentioned Florida, when people are in groups that already have pre-existing conditions, she mentioned obesity, diabetes, other issues that might cause diseases might come from diabetes and obesity. When they're in groups right there, they come down with the coronavirus. They end up coming down. So if the vaccine needs to be given to anyone, it should be individuals that are in like convalescent homes and they're just around each other that are already sick. Okay. If they believe in it, her words. True. I believe that. If you really believe in it, you should be targeting those people. But why are you targeting in your documents, in your paperwork, doing campaigns, tan celebrities? Hey, look who I'm taking it. Don't worry about it. Hank Aaron, I'm taking it. Obama, I'm taking it. Fauci, I'm taking it. Everybody, like to Bill Gates, I'm taking it. Everybody saying I'm taking it to get blacks, minorities, anybody that's not white. Hey, look. The wrong people are taking it. We don't need whites to take it. We need blacks to take this. So your neighbor across the street ain't being racist. This the people, elites, are trying to just knock you off or make you really, really sick. Let's get real, okay? So it's not about my conspiracy. I want an actual licensed physician, licensed attorney, and scientist to break this down for you from the frontline doctor's team. This is what I can't share on YouTube. So I wanted you to come over here and hear the breakdown of how they're taking advantage of you and I. So the ones that are ignorant, the sheep that I talk about on my YouTube channel, those are just lining up to get back to normal, not knowing that they really, really want the anybody that's not white to take it. Why? Because your body, when she's talked about it in the beginning, natural antipathies, those right there, you should look that up. Let me actually spell that for you. Antipathy. Go look that up. Your body, she even gave an example when it got to do with hepatitis C. And anybody, the children would take hepatitis C under the age of 4. I know she didn't get no details like that, but I already know because I did the research and I was involved when I'm in a doctor's program and herbology. They teach you stuff like this when you get really serious and deep. Anybody under the age of 4 years old taking certain vaccine shots, you most likely, 1 out of 4 black kids, minority kids, is going to come down with autism. Your body rejects vaccine shots, certain type of vaccines your body don't even want, especially if you're black, if you're brown. And they know this. They know this. So you going to put your child at risk because you don't know. But individuals that try to share, they want to censor. So you can't give your child the same vaccines you give. You can't give your child, if your child is black or brown, the same vaccines that you give children that are white. That's just actual science, and they know it. But they're not sharing that with you. You're just going down there and having your child take these cocaine vaccine shots, and you don't know what's in it. Not knowing the data and the risk that it's going to have on your child long term. Don't you want your child to have a real vibrant life like you? You know what I'm saying? Don't you want your child to have the same opportunities that you have? Don't you? They're not allowing your child to have that. They're not thinking about that big picture. They're just thinking about numbers because they're using your child as a lab rat. So when you unintentionally sign up for a medical trial and you don't even know it, like raising your hand, first one in class, I'll go. Don't worry, I come. I'll do it. No problem, master. You're allowing the puppeteer to play you, not knowing that in their documents, in their paperwork, they need depopulation in anybody that's not white. The data shows it's more of us than them. I mean, I'm not trying to take nobody out just because it's more of minorities than them all over the world, but they are. They don't like them numbers. I'm like, man, what's your problem? Oh, I get it, though. It's a little deeper. We ain't going to cover that today. But I just wanted you to fully understand, don't just take what she's saying lightly, okay? This is serious. This is really serious, family. Okay, so don't make nobody convince you that you need to not take the vaccine shot. Don't let nobody trick you to go down there and take a medical trial. You don't even know what a medical trial is. Most people don't do that. I've done a medical trial before, a study, but I had to have my body healthy. Of course, I did it to get a bag 10 years ago, but I knew in order to get into a medical trial, a clinical trial, you had to be healthy to make it through. And I was healthy. I was good. I was a vegan at the time, matter of fact. And I had to suspend my veganness for about 4 or 5 days to get about $9,000. You know, but I got the money and I went right back to being a vegan. Am I vegan now? I'm a vegetarian now today. I make sure I eat really clean. I have my cheat moments, my treat moments. I don't call them cheat days, treat days, you know. But, and I take my supplements. And I take black seed oil. And I do a detox at least 2 or 3 times a year. Are you doing that? You're just going around eating and eating and eating the wrong things and you're getting sicker. But it ain't about these people that are eating wrong. It's about individuals that are ignorant to what the vaccination is. What this injection is what I call it. This ain't no vaccination. This is an injection, okay? Nano, all kinds of different things is involved with it. Little nanobots, little creepy crawling nanobots that your body's going to reject. This is one of them things that your body can't even, you know, overcome. It's got to be really, really heavy to work. Why you think your buddy Bill Gates is on the scene, okay? This dude don't got nothing to do with medical. Don't have nothing to do with science of the body. But here he is, invested heavy money into this vaccine. He deal with programs. Programs. So what's in this vaccine or this injection shot that deals with programming you and I? So you want to make sure you're careful with just listening in any of your body. Because they'll play you. They'll play you. I want to leave you with this information. When real people are trying to share with you on how to take care of yourself, you need to listen. When frontline doctors are on the scene trying to give you information about you and your body, you need to listen. When white doctors are telling you that they're trying to racially attack you, you need to listen. When black doctors are telling you that this is a racial attack, you need to listen. When people that just love life, the humanity, are trying to tell you to look out for each other, you need to listen. You need to pay attention that they're not playing games with you and you can't play games with them. You need to protect your family, your kids, your wife, your husband. You need to protect each other. You need to protect your mom, your dad. You need to protect your cousins, your friends. I don't care if they white, black, whatever race they are. You need to protect each other. Because this is a new year, 2021. Next year, 2022. Next year, 2023, after 2022. Where you think it's going? Where you think it's going? That's why I'm talking about crypto. Because it's a quick way this year to put a couple $1,000 in your pocket. To put a couple $100,000 in your pocket. To put $30,000, $45,000, $50,000, $60,000 in your pocket this year. Or $100,000+ in your pocket this year. Or $1,000,000 in your pocket this year. It's real. Give you other opportunities to get out of here. Other opportunities to stay home. Other opportunities to not be forced to take no vaccine shot. To not be forced to be in no medical trial. To not be forced to allow your family members to don't know what's going to happen to them. You need to take care of your life. You need to take care of you. You need to be free. Huh? You need to wake up. Because this is not chess or checkers. This is your life. Your life.